Speed. Tree. 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 Speed.
Trill. Spill with me.
Oh, was that him?
I don't know. How many fingers did he have?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get the binoculars out in time.
Look, well, let's not stand on ceremony, mate. Let's start the show.
Mama told me one day it was gonna happen, but she never told me when. She told me it would happen when I was mature. I wish it would have happened then.
Yo, welcome back to another episode. It's been a couple weeks, man, but this is Trill Spill, and I'm Will. And like I just said, it's been a while since I talked to y'all. You hear that in the background? That's not Diddy. That's some Puff Daddy. I don't fuck with Diddy at all. You know what I mean? I heard Diddy be diddling. That's not what I'm anyway. That's an old Puff Daddy man that you're on something. But anyway. I'm in love with you guys. This is going to be a short, quick episode. To the point. Very concise. But I got a lot on my mind. Not on my plate. Just like everybody else does. But I figured I'd give you guys an update. Since it's been a little, why you talking like that, nigga? Why you using that crazy ass? Hey. Don't worry about all that. Just know, I'm getting ready to roll up. Y'all should go do the same. Roll up, pull up, whatever it is that you do. I'ma holler at you in a few, and I'ma get some things off my chest. You know what I mean? And that's not going to be one of those complaining episodes. Not what I'm talking about. Like I said, though, I got a lot on my mind. Therefore, there's a lot on my heart. So, I'ma get out y'all here. And I'll be right back.
Before you say anything, got off some white folks in Buckhead.
Man, I don't need no change, man. I don't need none. I'm straight.
No, check game. $80, bro. 14 count of gold is what I'm trying to tell you now. Look, check it out.
Man, what, nigga, you trying to play me some fool or something?
I said 14 motherfucking K. White real, folks in the bank, Buckhead,
go on,
man.
Go on, nigga.
Man, oh, that's a motherfucking pimp. Nigga, what's up?
No,
man, holla at a nigga, man. $80 for this 14 carat gold chain, man. What it is?
I'll give you a sack, nigga. What's up with that? I'll give you a sack.
A sack? Nigga, sack these. Nigga, I want greens, bills, dividends. It's what I'm talking
shit,
about.
Nigga, get the hell on.
Recognize $80, 14 cake. What y'all
get
need
the hell
to
on,
do?
Nigga.
Hey, man, get one.
All right, bro, just give me. Hold on, man. Just give me a sack, man. I just go sell this shit, make about $20. You know what I'm saying? Come on up, re-up like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Man, where's my lighter? Man, I'm a little bit of outcast right now, about you know what I'm saying, that flim-flam shit, you know, I don't know why I threw that in there, this felt, need to break the monotony, but maybe I'm bugging, maybe I'm bugging y'all, because I'm thinking about quitting.
What are you talking about, Will? We thought you weren't a quitter, man. We thought you were a fighter, man, all the way through.
This podcast shit, man. Thinking about walking away, hanging it up. Closing the curtains. I don't know. It's just, It seems asinine. Why would I say that? You might ask. Well, I'm just seeing what's popular out here. You know? And I'm not, I'm no spring chicken any longer, you know? I'm getting older, and the older I get, the more I see that there's a certain type of way people want to be entertained. People don't really want to think, which means they don't really want to have real conversations. So it's few and far between when you're going to find instances where you get inspired by your peers. And I've got a pretty good thing going because I've got dope people in my life and I like talking to them, but I don't know if I'm going to keep recording them, you know, because I don't think anybody's listening. But Will, I thought you said it didn't matter who listens, whoever listens. It's for... Yeah. But what I'm saying is, it's beginning to feel more like work. And I don't know if it's a me thing. I don't know if it's because of the environment, the atmosphere of podcasting. I don't know if it's because I don't know what direction my listeners want me to go in. I don't get a lot of feedback. And sometimes it feels like when we tweet, it just feels like I'm talking to myself and throwing shit out into the ether. The only thing that keeps me going is because certain people, you know, a few people let me know, oh man, dang, that was a dope episode that you did right there. I liked that. I had enjoyed it. Where is my lighter? But, hold on. Okay, anyway. But yeah, man, I don't know. I don't know if I still got it in me and what I was thinking about doing. I was talking to my lady about it. And I'm just going to go on a vacation and then come back and see how I feel. So for right now, this could be the last episode. So like if you listen to this and then I just don't drop anymore, then this was the farewell. This was it. But if it's not, then y'all know after my birthday. I'm telling y'all where I'm going. Just know I'm going. I'll come back with pictures and shit. Because we was talking about that too, where you can't even really talk about things in this day and age unless you're going to show it. And if you're a private person that doesn't really want to show things, then you're always stuck balancing that line between showing and proving to people that you're really doing the things that you say. And I'm not too much on that no more. But I will tell you what. Listen. It is getting hard to create from a genuine space, feeling like the art is not being consumed and or appreciated. I hate being a black man with a podcast and knowing the stereotype that comes with being a black man and having a podcast, even though I speak about nothing that these other niggas be talking about. I don't do anything but talk to real people about real things, things that make you think, things that make you feel. But it seems like the only thing people want is watered down gossip, bullshit fights, and scandal. Rape is bad, right? Child molestation. It's bad. If you do it, you go to jail. Why are y'all watching docuseries documenting the shit that nobody's going to jail for? You entertain yourselves with all the things that we deem taboo in society. And that time I didn't say we, because I try not to. Because I come from the cloth where if I hear everybody saying, oh, every black man with a podcast is a misogynist and blah, 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 me being a black man with a podcast, I'm going to go out my way to make sure that I don't do that. But where are the listens? It's almost like the music debate that we have. Oh, the music's trash. Well, maybe the listeners are trash. Maybe that's what they want. Maybe the creatives are creating exactly what the consumers are asking for because they're consuming the bullshit. Why am I going to put blood, sweat, and tears into something that's never going to benefit me? But I thought you were doing this to benefit other people. Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with me wanting to prosper off of something I enjoy doing, right? And right now, it just feels like I need to concentrate more on my regular life, my stand-up comedy, and mastering myself. Because I'm sick of getting online, really just Twitter, every day seeing the same arguments. Seeing everybody talk about the same thing. They don't even have nuanced opinions about these things. Everybody's just regurgitating and saying the same thing. People are still in tweets. People are still in thoughts. Still in ideas. Nobody can be original. And the ones that are original are kind of quiet. Because they're seeing the same things that I do. At least I think so. But yeah, this was just a little check-in, you know, a little mental health check-in, let you guys know that I'm fed up. Fed up, graduate.
Hello, buddy, who are you?
Fed up, graduate.
Yeah, that's my work. Set it down.
Fed all the way up with the state of almost everything. But I always got to remind myself that I can only concern myself with what I can control, which is not much. So it's time out for a lot of things and people. But I really do want to keep doing this.
I'm watching her fine ass walk to my bedroom and thought to myself, that's the shape of things to come, she said. Why in the club you don't make it precipitate? You know, make it rain when you can make it thunderstorm. I'm like, why? The world needs sun. The hood needs funds. There's a war going on and half the battle is guns. How dare I throw it on the floor when people are poor? So I write like Edgar Allan to restore. Got a cord, umbilical, attached to a place that can't afford no landscaping or window draping. This old lady told me, if I ain't got nothing good, say Nathan. That's why I don't talk much. I swear it don't cost much to pay attention to me. I tell it like it is, then I tell it how it could be. The hood be requesting my services. Oh, don't get nervous, it's step your game up time. These ain't them same old rhymes designed to have you dancing in some club. Niggas ride to me, women be off in they tub, exfoliating with they pom-poms, yelling go 3000. I'm in my whatever, bumping while 100 miles and running. Summon, woman, coming, sit down. Heard you need some plumbing, dunning. I'm in a swell mood, a rather swole mood. Until she told me that she told dude that she'll be back, she's going to the store. I didn't know she had a boyfriend, so the door I pointed her to. I said, call me when y'all break up. I don't fuck nobody, bitch, and never owned a Jacob. Know what time it is, nigga, just trying to live like a nigga supposed to live. If I still drank that malt liquor, I'd pour the beer on the ground for niggas not around. I started off starving. Now they got me out here Brett Favre, trying to see if I still got it. Got it. I guess it's like a bike. Think about it. About it. About it. About it.
So I'm thinking about That's what I'm thinking about over these next couple weeks. Is it worth me feeling what I feel in order to put out the content that I'm putting out? And when I get back from vacation, if I'm feeling better, I will keep going. And it's not even just the way I feel. The whole app, the platform that I'm using is changing. Things are moving forward. I may not even be ready to jump out there like that, but that means new beginnings. Patreon, YouTube, I need you guys to subscribe, things like that. But I'm only going to do this, guys, if y'all want me to. Because it don't make no sense to just be yelling in the middle of the street, everybody in their house. Anybody hear you? They all watching their own thing on TV and shit. I can take my ass in the house. Proverbially. And I say it all the time, some people are better heard. I mean, better not heard. Some people are just better being seen. I don't think I'm one of those people. I think I have things to say, and the people that I try and talk to and bring on here as guests, I feel like they have things to say too. Where is my lighter? But yeah, this is something a little, you know, kick around, mull over, you know, for me. Because who knows? It's really all up to God. If it's in God's will, I'll keep going. If it's in God's will, I'll stop, then I'll stop. But if this is the last episode, thank you. If this is your first or your 148th time listening to me, thank you for giving me a platform to therapize and exercise some of my own demons while learning things about y'all. In the world, along with you. Also, shout out and thank you to every single guest, especially the most recent ones, because I feel like I handpicked you guys, but most of you guys were picked for me, and I appreciate every word that you guys dropped, every gem that we picked up from things that y'all talked to me about. You made me better. And hopefully, I made some of y'all better. And you see things a little bit clearer. Not so confused about what's going on out here. But hopefully, when I get back after April 20th, shout out to April 420, I'm gonna see. I get back. It's about a month. We're gonna see. But until then, I'm gonna get out your hair. But keep your head to the sky and out of your way. That's Trill Spill.
When I lose my way and there are no words to say, Lord, please show me. When I lose my way and there are no words to say, Lord, please show me.
The things that you brought me through. All I wanna do is sit and talk with you. So much on my plate, gave it all to you. Lord, you showed me. Thinking of the things that you brought me through. All I wanna do is sit and talk with you. So much on my plate, gave it all to you. Lord, you showed me.
show. I pray my words be like kryptonite for those who know the Lord but ain't living right. Know they been chosen but they then they like. This ain't no gimmick, this authentic life. No in betweens, bro, you get it right. Murder scenes under city lights. My life is yellow tape, move cautious. Bringing people to the Lord, Satan, get up off.
I got it.
Too many times I done saved up quarters, nickels and dimes so I could try to make a way.
But my
creator so divine, everything in perfect time. I just had to get in line about faith. Purpose been designed, I define humankind as everybody out here trying to save face. Drop down on my knees and I ask the Lord for peace. He say if that's what I want then it gotta start with me. All this stuff I've been holding on, really holding on to me. All this stuff I've been holding ain't hurting nobody but me. I've been working on my patience, patiently waiting on my nation, facing time. Straight up out the matrix, basically what I'm trying to say is for it. I'm searching for something that's more you can't afford. Still you ignore. I lost my way, forgive me, Lord.
When I lose my way and there are no words to say, Lord, please show me. When I lose my way and there are no words to say, Lord, please show me.
All I wanna do is sit and talk with you. So much on my plate, gave it all to you. Lord, you show me.
Ay, need no award, my shield, my sword. I love the Lord, I'm going for it. I'm searching for something that's more you can't afford. Still you ignore, I lost my way, forgive
show
me, Lord
me.